Exercise 2. Epicurus then reasons that the soul could not be empty space because it operates dynamically with the body, so it must be made up of atoms. One of the obstacles to enjoying the peace of mind, Epicurus reasons, is the fear of death. But rather than countering this fear by proposing an alternative state of immortality, Epicurus tries to explain the nature of death itself. He starts by proposing that when we die, we are unaware of our death, since our consciousness, our soul, ceases to exist at the point of death. To explain this, Epicurus takes the view that the entire universe consists of either atoms or empty space. Epicurus then reasons that the soul could not be empty space because it operates dynamically with the body, so it must be made up of atoms. He describes these atoms of the soul as being distributed around the body, but as being so breakable that they dissolved when we die, and so we are no longer capable of sensing anything. If you are unable to feel anything when you die, it is foolish to let the fear of death cause you pain while you are still alive.